This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, infrared technology helps scholars read the ancient writings of Sophocles and Euripides. But first, we're getting word out of Iraq of a mass execution in an area to the southeast of Baghdad. It's a zone where sectarian violence has been raging and where there have been reports of an increase in kidnappings over the recent days. Joining us now is Patrick McDonald, the Los Angeles Times Baghdad bureau chief, talking with us from Baghdad. Mr. McDonald, what do you know? This is an announcement, really, at a news conference by the president, Jalal Talabani. What did he say about, apparently, bodies found in the Tigris River?
Well, it's a story we've been kind of following all day, and it now seems confirmed. Earlier on, it was very sketchy, but there were local reports from this area southeast of Baghdad in the Tigris River Valley that dozens of bodies, perhaps 50 or more, were found in the river. Some reports said that they were floating. Other reports said that they were kind of found in nets that were set up in the river to kind of trap some agricultural weeds from going downriver. But the fact that the president's confirmed it, the fact that there have been local police confirming it in the area, it sounds like there's quite a bit of truth to it at this point, unfortunately, even though in Iraq one has to be kind of as circumspect as possible when these kinds of things happen.
Any names or any identity as to who these people might have been?
Well, local police have said they have the names, but we haven't seen any of them. But the widespread suspicion is that these are Shiite villagers who were killed in sectarian violence, presumably by Sunni Muslim insurgents. This area south and southeast of Baghdad in the Tigris River and Euphrates River Valley are kind of the borderline between the Sunni Muslim heartland of Iraq and the Shiite Muslim heartland to the south, and there's been increasing violence between these two groups, and unfortunately this area has really been on the cutting edge of some of the most horrific violence that we've seen here, and there were reports of mass hostage taking over the weekend, which were dismissed in some quarters, but now it seems as though perhaps some of the hostages were indeed taken and executed. Although, again, the reports are still somewhat sketchy.
All right. Would there be, you're advising a bit of caution here, would there be any benefit to the Talibani government to exaggerate reports around the country of insurgent violence?
Well, to the Talibani, I mean, one speaks of the Talibani government, really the new transitional government coming in. Jalal Talabani has occurred, and they themselves are a minority in the government, in which the majority is essentially a Shiite Muslim bloc. And it has indeed, when the initial reports of hostage taking came up this weekend, it was suggested, particularly by Sunni Muslims, that the Shiites were exaggerating these reports in order to be able to bring the army in and raid various Sunni Muslim settlements in the area. I mean, that was suggested, that was out there. So we were very cautious with the kidnap reports to begin with because of these allegations that it was all exaggerated. Indeed, even the interior minister here, who's himself a Sunni Muslim, was quoted a day or two ago saying the reports of hostage-taking were baseless.
And that aside, that under advisement, there have been confirmed reports of quite a bit of insurgent violence. Six Iraqis died in Baghdad. Today, a seventh Iraqi was killed outside Baghdad. Two U.S. soldiers killed yesterday by a suicide bomber. How intense has the increase in violence been?
Yeah, it's been very noticeable because there was a period here for several weeks in early April, late March, in which there was a noticeable decline in violence. And in the last 4 or 5 days, I would say there's been more than a dozen suicide bombs. We distinctly heard three very large ones today. Yesterday, there was a suicide bomb at a recruiting station that left at least 10 people dead. As you say, there were two American soldiers killed late last night in a bomb. In the town of Haditha, which is in the Sunni heartland to the west, there were 19 soldiers found slain, and that appears to be confirmed, found in a stadium. So there really is quite a substantial spike in violence that kind of reminds us of some of the worst days of this insurgency, quite frankly, and it's really very troubling considering the fact that there were landmark elections several months ago, and in fact, there's not even a new government formed yet, so these are not auspicious developments.
Patrick McDonald is Baghdad Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you, Mr. McDonald.
You're welcome, Noah.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.